At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
You know, obviously you have that first year where he looked like he was going to be the, you know, premier power forward, but the scoring hasn't followed him. Can he get that back? How do you view him as a player?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he popped, a few years ago. He's had some injuries since then that have, probably derailed a little bit in that regard. I don't know if he's getting back to scoring 27 goals. I sure hope so. Deep down, we believe he'll bring a lot more energy to our group that we need. The physicality is there. We run through a tough division. I just think everybody gets a little taller. I think if we fast forward, what we've tried to do from a draft perspective, an eye towards that as well, and introducing those young players that we hopefully are infusing skill, I do believe that the complement that Tanner brings will help in that regard as we move forward in improving our organizational depth and talent.
Jones and Keefe, WEEI, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You got to try the new burgers at the 9s. They're bigger, they're bolder, and they're beefier. Their half-pound 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. Try the new bourbon onion burger and get more ang for the buck. You got to love the 9s. That was Don Sweeney yesterday night, or last evening, I should say, discussing the Tanner Jeannot signing. Which he's hoping he gets back to scoring goals like he did early in his career.
He didn't sound like super hopeful about it, though. Well, he didn't sound super optimistic. He was like, hope he gets back to 24 goals.
It was a monster outlier season for him. He had 24 goals, 17 assists, 41 points, and 81 games back in 2022. Since then, he scored 6, 7, and 7. I didn't realize this yesterday. He's never scored a goal in the postseason. Do I have that right? I thought I...
due factor.
I thought I saw that stat going around. That is
he's
true.
Due. He's due. Why
very
are you laughing?
Much due. That's true.
If the Bruins get to the postseason, now's his time.
Yes, this is true. He's got 3 assists in 16 postseason games. He has never scored in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but that's okay. The Bruins won't get there anyway, so what are we worried about? But that's Tanner Jeannot. Victor Arvidsson, initially, I was not very excited about.
Well, we were both looking at it and wondering whether this is a sign of things to come, and it turns out no, it was the best. Well, it was the best of what was going to come.
I was just disappointed because I'm like, well, there's $4 million of your $13 million in cap mm-hmm. space, which kind of takes you out of the running.
How are you going to sign Ehlers with that?
Exactly. How are you going to sign Besser, who wound up going back to Vancouver on a 7-year deal? How are you going to sign Ehlers? You're not. And so that's what I didn't like about the Arvidsson signing. The further away we get from that initial trade, rather, not signing, I do feel better about that one. He probably doesn't belong in anybody's top six, but I think he's clearly in this top six here.
He belongs in this one.
On a championship caliber team, he's probably not in your top six. This one, he has to be. He scored 15 goals last year, 26 3 years ago. He's had a couple of 30-goal seasons very, very early in his career, you know, going back to pre-COVID. So it's been a while, but I feel better about that one. It's only a one-year deal. Fine. Here's something I don't love. Is Marco Sturm involved in the personnel and picking the players here?
It kind of sounds like it.
It does, right?
To Sweeney yesterday. There's a lot of, especially as it went on, a lot of Sturm drops. A lot of drops about Sturm's connections to these guys, the expectation of the culture and the competition that he's going to lay down. Like, I was trying to figure out if that's trying to give Sturm his flowers or lay any of the blame of what's to come at his feet.
Morning, good afternoon. I don't know what's going on
anymore.
What's
going on here? I have no idea. Good theory. Like, you know every single head coach hired here is just on borrowed time. Like, Sweeney and Neely will stab those guys in the back right away.
He's at the start of the plank. And as the months tick on, he takes a step forward.
And when Arvidsson and Jano stink, I didn't want these guys. Marco wanted these guys.
These are Sturm guys.
We fire him in 2 years. We hire the next coach. And the coaching hamster wheel goes on.
These two.
Nice. That's a good theory. He's putting some of the blame. It's not, I didn't just sign these guys. Or in the case of Jano, sign him. In the case of Arvidsson, trade for him. These are guys Sturm wanted. I never felt good about the hire in the first place, meaning Marco Sturm.
What did you have against it?
I don't like that. I just think it's lazy to go back to an ex-player, number one. But number two, I did want a guy with some head coaching experience.
So I'm sure you've had this. I mean, that head coaching experience to me is like the bigger thing. What, he coached Team Germany?
With no professional players.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So I think, though, if you go back to the former player, just keeping it in the family, how boring is this? You're not being very creative. I mean, isn't that exactly what the Patriots did with Vrabel?
Yeah, I didn't like the Vrabel hire either, to be honest. Okay. So, I mean, look, I liked it better than this one.
So you're consistent in this philosophy.
Yeah, I just think it's largely a lazy thing to do. It doesn't mean you should never do it. It doesn't mean it won't work out. But I'd broaden the horizons. Like, was there a real search? Or were they just like, well, we know him, so we'll bring him in and we feel comfortable with
him? To me, what makes me wonder with that is, how much due diligence did you do? And meaning that would mean spending more money on that search and like more time and effort and creativity versus settling for this guy? Or does the rest of the league look at this position and say, I just saw what you did to the last couple of guys. I don't really need to be in that position.
Look, it could definitely be that. But okay, let's bring in scraps from the LA Kings, I guess is what we're doing now that Marco Sturm is here. I do like this text, 617-779-7937. I hate Don Sweeney with a burning passion, which I think is where most of the fan base is at. Unfortunately, the Jacobs family doesn't feel that way about Don Sweeney. They like him. They think he's good at it. I tried to give him credit the other day. I like the draft pick.
Yeah.
I largely like the idea of what they did in the draft. I didn't hate the Geeky re-signing. I didn't understand some of the other stuff they did. Well, I like Lori too. So there were a few things he did in there that I liked. This, not so much. Maria is in Watertown on the Bees. Hello, Maria.
Hello, hello. How's everyone doing today?
Excellent.
Mego, you know what kind of juice this roster looks like?
Uh-oh, what?
It looks like the Careful. Prune juice that my granddaughter has been sipping on, and we all know what happens when you drink enough prune juice.
Yeah, it keeps you regular.
So, yep.
You put prune juice
and it
in
does a little bit
out.
More than that, if you know what I mean. And it seems like they're building a roster that is going back to the Claude Julien days, where you hope that you get a 1-0 or 2-1 lead and that you can maintain that lead and win games. And we all know what happened to Claude after Cam Neely tired of that approach. So I just don't see where we have addressed any of the needs. And the one burning need that has been a thorn in the side of the Boston Bruins for years is lack of secondary scoring. So once again, we're going to rely on Pasta and whoever his line mates are to put goals in the net, because I don't see where any other offense could potentially come from.
Yeah, so I think that's fair. So I would just say they need scoring, but I get her point. Pasternak's going to get his 40-plus. That line will be reliable regardless of who he's with. Him and Geeky had good chemistry last year. Lindholm can center him, fine.
where's the rest of the scoring going to come from? And this is what I found promising to be consistent about the draft. It's like, okay, lean in on a guy who is undersized and not a two-way player, because your blind spot is finding high-end skill, high-end scoring, high-end offensive players. You're pretty good at finding defensively responsible two-way guys with some jam. You're pretty good at that as an organization. So try to address what you have a blind spot in and really lean in on that, which is why I was hoping they would aim higher-end players yesterday instead of filling out that middle portion, the bottom portion of the
middle
forward
portion.
Group. Okay, bottom portion of the forward group.
This group of forwards, it's shaped, it's pear-shaped. You know, the top is narrow and then the bottom is very wide.
Yeah, it's like me in my 40s. It's what's going on. I see exactly what's happening here. And so, yeah, I don't like the approach. And I don't blame fans like Maria for questioning it. People are saying minus Lori sucks. Look, minus 43. What did we say that was? 922 out of 922 in the NHL. That's not great. That's admittedly not great. He's horrible in his own end. But you hope that's something that he learns as he ages, and he is an offensively skilled player. I think there's room for that on the Bruins, and I think it was a bad bridge contract. What's the biggest key to turning it around? If this is the roster, what's the biggest key, and why is it Jeremy Swayman, I would imagine?
Well, yeah, I think Swayman's the obvious one. I guess you're also hoping that some of these younger guys, that first of all, that Zaka's going to be somebody who's back in at least the low 20s and scoring goals, and then some of these younger guys like Patra are going to take advantage of the competition that they're being faced with and take some real steps forward. I think if this is the roster as you sit here today, and I hope that they make more changes, that it feels bridgey to me. It feels like even when you hear Don Sweeney talk there, he's talking about building around what they just did in the draft. What they just did in the draft isn't going to show itself in Boston.
But I would feel better
for a couple years.
True. But I would feel better if they were bridgey. Like that, Jano is not, that's not bridgey. That's a 5-year deal. That's
okay,
like a long-term
other than
guy.
Jano, we all agree.
Yeah,
like everybody agrees. Nobody likes the Jano signing. It doesn't really make sense. The explanation doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. 5 years is way too long for that contract. But when you listen to him talk, he's talking about what's going to work for the year after this next year and the year after that. And to me, the biggest takeaway from this entire free agency is they're not looking to be seriously competitive next year. They're starting out a long rebuild. And maybe that's the only way that they are able to move forward with ownership. And maybe this is the way that they see themselves spending against the cap for this year and maybe even next year. But it feels like you can check out on the team. Like the way that they are today.
I mean, look, again, if they start winning games, we'll all climb on board.
Yeah,
but
they're a feisty young team, whatever.
But, you know, and the hardcore fans will be there, I think. I mean, maybe even the hardcore fans are at a point where they're like, I'm not watching this stupid team. If they win games, we'll all get on board. I acknowledge that. But I don't think fans are exactly itching for the start of the year based on how they began free agency. It feels like a lost year. And I think Swayman is the key to it. And you may not feel good about him turning it around. Like, if Swayman is a top 10 goalie, are they a playoff team next year? Or does he need to be, like, top 5?
Well, with the scoring that they're lacking, like, I think that's such a burden to put on him.
Sneaking into the play, well, it is, but they're paying him to do it, so I wouldn't cry too much
for
him.
So, yeah, I'd call them fringy.
If he's a top 10 goalie, he does what you're paying him to do-ish, they should be a playoff team next year. Now, will he be that? I don't know. We're going to find out. I would bet on it, but I don't feel good about that bet. I make bets I feel terrible about every single day.
Still? You're still doing that?
Making losing bets?
Yeah.
Still in on that? Nightly, yes.
Is your wife also still in on it?
Yeah, Kat made tennis. Do you want to see the last text she sent me?
Yeah,
The last text Kathleen sent me. Hang on. Wait for it. She is on some tennis bets today. She is on Nori, who is currently beating Tiafo. And Brooksby, I'm not sure who that is, but what is the tennis betting market? Those are
like?
Kathleen's bets. I don't
sick brag, bro.
What's it like?
Yeah,
I don't know.
What's the culture around?
It's fun,
that,
like everything else. What do you mean? What's it like? I don't know. You're betting on stuff. It's fun.
Okay. What's the strangest thing that you bet on? Like, do you bet on college women's softball?
No. I'm not Scheim. Like tennis and golf is probably the most exotic I'm getting. You know what? I bet on the hot dog eating contest last year. I might bet on that.
Yeah, but that's more like a celebration holiday.
Yeah, I'll bet on some glizzies going down on the 4th of July, golf, tennis, things like that. Otherwise, I'm sticking to baseball most nights this time of year.
Yeah, tennis feels like it's on the margins for most.
It is. 617-779-7937. 793-7. Not in the Jones household. Not when Wimbledon's going on, Mego. Let's get to the Celtics, what they're up to. Al Horford, at last check, still a free agent. Is that actually a good sign for the Seas? And it turns out they have potential interest in Damian Lillard. How would he work here? We'll get to all that next.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
What if I'm the Boston Celtics and I sign? No, no.
He's not doing Boston.
He doesn't want any part of Boston. Okay. All right.
I don't see that dude.
Okay, so you can confidently report that Dame would not want to go to Boston. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
I think that's pretty safe to say.
Yeah, I was thinking Jaylen Brown and maybe something to Portland, and then you get Dame Lillard.
So that's from a few years ago. Chris Haynes on with Dan Patrick discussing the idea of trading for Damian Lillard. So maybe things have changed, Mego. But currently, according to The Athletic, the Celtics are showing interest in Dame Lillard. 2 years ago, he didn't sound very interested in coming here. Again, now he's been cut loose by the Bucks. He's not the same player he was even before this injury. Now he's going to be coming off an Achilles injury on a similar timeline to Tatum and Halliburton. Should the Celtics be interested on Dame Lillard? Or interested in signing Dame Lillard if he's even open to potentially coming here? Because, again, the reporting is they're showing interest in him, not the other way around.
Yeah, they should definitely be interested. You always kick the tires, even when he's coming off an Achilles injury. And I've been on the record that I don't love undersized guards and how they age, especially when they're on the Celtics. Just not a good track record
for
them.
Yeah, true. Isaiah, Kemba.
It's tough. It's a tough grind. But if it's something where it's such a low pay that like the risk is so low, you'd basically be taking a flyer on him. I don't know why you wouldn't.
So here's what I wouldn't like about it. And I'm not saying I'd like kick and scream. You get him on a veterans minimum deal and I bet he'll go for more, but if you get him on like a minimal deal, I'm not going to kick and scream about it, but I don't like what it represents. It would represent we're more worried about 2 years down the line than this year. And we're more worried about Tatum in 2 years than trying to do anything this year.
Isn't that already the reality?
Well,
though?
Probably, but I like to think they're going to at least try to give it a good, honest run this year and see what you can do with Jaylen as a number one. And if they go below the luxury tax, forget aprons. If they dip below the luxury tax and they sign Damian Lillard just to rehab with Tatum and come back in 2 years, I just don't like what that represents. I don't like punting on a year when you have an all-star in Jaylen Brown, finals MVP.
All NBA.
You have an all NBA player, thank you. You have Derek White, who's been all defense and been on Team USA. You have two other guys who, according to the Ringer's top 100 rankings, are in the top 100. count those for whatever they are, in Simons and Pritchard. Like, I feel like you have enough talent to have a representative year next year and be in the mix in the Eastern Conference. And so I'd worry more about adding to this year's team than building 2 years from now.
Yeah, I'd be pretty surprised if it happens. Again, you have to show interest. Yeah. I mean, you this is a former All-Star. Again, he's got a terrible injury. He's in a situation where maybe you can get him for dirt cheap. And so you look at it, but he also doesn't solve the biggest problem, not to have a pun there, but the biggest problem on your roster still, which is who's going to be your starting center. Celtics have been in this position for years at this point where they've got plenty of guards. Like, their guard depth is unmatched most seasons, but they need somebody who's going to be a starting center. And right now, the best shot that you're looking at is probably Namias Keita. And so I'd be more interested because they're going to try to move some of this stuff against the cap. Like, they're back slightly over the second apron. I just don't really see a world in which they stay in that position, and they still need a starting center. So there's going to be a lot more moves to come, and I'm still going to be surprised if Anthony Simons is here on the team to start the season.
I do want him here. Now, again, tell me what the return is.
I like him as a player. It's just such a big contract.
Yeah, but
it's for 1 year. It's $27.7 million against the cap.
Yeah. So they're back in the second apron right now, right?
Yeah.
With the Minot signing and the Garza signing.
Yes. Well, and also what they got back.
Yeah, right. Simons and Niang. Yeah. So there are other pieces you could spin off. Maybe that's Hauser. Maybe that's Niang. I would like to hang on to Simons personally. I thought that was a good return for Jrue Holiday. The other moves, not so much. Does it tell you anything that Al Horford is still a free agent? And put another way, the Warriors and Lakers are reportedly in on Horford and showing a lot of interest, and he's probably gone. I acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it's dragging out and it didn't happen right away, like Cornette happened right away, or it happened right away with Horford the first time he came here, when he left Atlanta, the first time he left to go to Philly, it happened early. Is there any chance the tugging of the heartstrings, or they're working on a way to get Horford back, and that's the delay and why he hasn't signed anywhere?
Maybe it just is so misaligned, like, with what the Celtics are right now. And again, I know you want them to focus on the upcoming season, but Horford's 39 years old. He's going to be looking for a contract that is probably somewhat similar to the $9 million AAV that he had last season. And when you have two teams out west who are probably considering themselves contenders in the Lakers and the Warriors, those two teams, it's tough to look at that and say, I'm going to take probably a pay cut or something similar when those two teams might be in a bidding war to stay with a team that is maybe, like, best case scenario, a fourth seed in the East. I'm trying not to be too negative about it because I think there is a possibility that he could say, hey, I'm just going to finish out my career. I get a 2-year deal. Tatum comes back in 26. We make a serious run at it then. That's a possibility. I just think when you have so many teams involved that are really going for it next year out west, like, it's kind of a tough sell.
I think he's probably gone. I just the fact he hasn't signed yet makes me wonder, are they working on something to bring him back? Mark is in Medford waiting patiently on the bees. What are you looking forward to this season, Mark? You're trying to find a silver lining, it looks like.
Well, let's see. Janot, glorified goon. Isimont, fourth liner, maybe a third liner. Sean Corrali, been there, done that already. The only thing I'm looking forward to right now,
nice,
guys, is the uniforms that they're bringing back from the 80s. Those are my favorite.
Okay. Well, Mark, Mego, have you seen these?
Yeah, the big rebrand.
Yeah, to me, that's not a... When the Bruins were teasing, like, a new uniform, like an unboxing with that video they put out with Pastrnak, I was expecting a little more than just going back to the future on these uniforms. I'm not saying I dislike them.
They're fine.
But, yeah, I was expecting, I don't know, something a little more.
They're a top 8 jersey of all time?
No. Oh, in all sports, you mean?
In all sports.
In all sports, yeah.
Oh.
It's top 4 sweater.
Top 4 sweater, top 8 jersey of all
time. Well,
what's,
top your, what's your number one?
Ooh, well, that was,
in
of course,
all sports.
Of course, the Hartford Whalers. I was the number one.
You love a whale tail.
Uniform in all. I do. In all sports. That is true. I think that's been proven based on the Jones and Keefe uniform bracket. That's the top all-time uniform. But good sweater on the bees. But at least you have that to look forward to. Not the product on the ice. 617-779-7937. Are you interested in Dame Lillard? What would it say about the Celtics if they sign him? And what's the latest on Al Horford? You can discuss there. Plus, how do the Celtics fit into a new-look Eastern Conference that still feels very wide open? We'll get to it next.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.